to On the Shelf episode number 51 of
Brutal Battle.
So for this one, we have our second beer is a local brewery who we have had plenty of beers from at this point.
Not plenty, but
a decent amount.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a brewery that we do enjoy. But the first one is from a brewery we've never had before on podcast or in our just normal personal lives. So I've heard good things, I think, about this brewery. So I don't know. We'll see. But let's just go ahead and get into it. It is a sour. So, you know, a lot of breweries doing sours these days. It's one of those smoothie sour styles, which that's the most popular, obviously. But this is 450 North Brewing Company, and they're out of Columbus, Indiana.
Hmm.
And this is their Slushy Things. It is a fruited sour with double cherry, strawberry, pineapple, and orange.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It does sound good. The ABV on it is 5.3.
Okay,
so nice
okay.
and low, as you would assume.
Sure.
I also do need to point out that it's all in black and red, the label. And the font for Slushy Things is kind of like Stranger Things. Yeah, so that's what they're trying to.
Yeah. And yeah, there's also a picture of, like, a slushie on it.
Yes. Which I will admit to people, at one point, I was a big Slurpee fan. Like, I was getting Slurpees, like, every weekend of my life. Coke Slurpees.
I knew the Coke Slurpees. I didn't realize the frequency of which you drank them.
Well, it was when we were living together. Before we were married, but when we were living together.
Really? You would get them every weekend?
Just about.
How do I not remember that?
Yeah, it was a thing. I would hang out with John and Rich, and while we were hanging out, we'd usually, have a run to 7-Eleven, and they'd pick up some snacks, and I would,
Mine's, like, significantly less than yours.
I guess it is, right? Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would get Slurpees.
I would always get a Slurpee. They would get other things, typically, but always Coke Slurpee. That was my thing. And it, like, that was something from my childhood, too, is I like to do that, but also, like, Coca-Cola-flavored snowballs.
Ugh.
For people not, like, in Maryland, snowballs is, like, the shaved ice, but it's not, like, the super thin, like, snow cone shaved ice.
It's, like, chunkier.
Yeah, it's a little more coarse. It's like, a Maryland thing, but it's awesome. Anyway, let's go ahead and evaluate the slushy things.
It's, like, pinkish, brownish, reddish, kind of murky, like you would kind of anticipate.
Yeah, it just looks like it's muddy. It looks like a smoothie sour.
It doesn't look real thick, though, which I like.
No, and that's a great thing. And with this one, sometimes I forget to do this, but with this one I remembered, I actually rolled it on its side, the can.
Yeah.
Because that helps kind of agitate the stuff at the bottom. So.
Yeah, I appreciate that it doesn't look real thick.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully it'll, like, still remind me of a beer.
It smells good.
Ooh, it smells really good. It's, like, so
fruit.
It's so bright and, like, fruit salad-y. That orange and pineapple really steal
They're
the show.
They're super, super strong. I get a lot of the cherry, though,
too.
Yeah. It's, like, cherry's the first thing that hits me, then immediately pineapple, then orange. What was it? Strawberry, the other one? Yeah. You're not really going to get strawberry because the other three fruits.
I don't know. Take another sip or sniff. I feel like I am getting it.
I can't really get it.
I don't know if I could say it's strawberry. It just is a berry note.
Well, the thing for me is actual strawberries are kind of low on aroma. And cherry, orange, and pineapple are a lot stronger aroma. So
it smells so good.
Yeah, it does really smell awesome. It doesn't smell that sour either. It smells like it's more just, like, kind of tart.
Ooh. Ooh, it's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
It definitely, like,
that pineapple's strong.
It's very fruity, but still reminds you of a beer.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I like. I just hate when I drink these smoothie sours and they're just like fruit juice. And I'm like, I just don't like that.
This one's good. It's got a nice kind of little bit of a creaminess on the finish. That I would almost feel like maybe they added some sort of vanilla to it, but not really. But like I said, first sip, I got a lot of pineapple. I still get a lot of pineapple. But I think that the flavor really does mirror the aroma quite well.
Mm-hmm.
is that it's like strong pineapple, some strong orange, some strong cherry. Strawberry is kind of there, but yeah, not really.
Yeah. And there's it's definitely tart.
Yeah. It's like medium tart. It's not sour, I wouldn't say. Just medium tart. It's good. I mean, do you like a nicely made smoothie sour? That's what this is. Mm. Yeah, it's good. Pleasantly surprised. I'm glad that we finally tried 450 North Brewing. And let's go ahead and go to our local beer. That this is one Rebecca picked out at the store.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this one. So this is by Crooked Crab. And they're, I think, at Odenton, Maryland.
Yeah. Odenton.
Yeah. It is their German Chocolate Crab Hammer oatmeal milk stout brewed with coconut, cacao, vanilla.
Okay.
And lactose.
Okay.
I hope it's good.
Well, I don't know. You in general like German chocolate things.
I love German chocolate cake. Your mom makes the best German chocolate cake. And every year, still for my birthday, she'll ask, what kind of cake do you want? And I always say German chocolate cake. And it's the icing. And she knows it too, because she said the cake is just a vessel to get the icing in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about the icing. Okay. Do you have a preference on which one?
It doesn't. They look about equal.
Yeah, they're about equal. Well,
the last one was not, and you were trying to shortchange me.
Well, I realized it as I was sliding it over to you, and then I decided not to do anything about it.
I saw that, and I was like, I need more.
I was just like, I'm not pouring more. Okay, oh, so I think you got more than me. No, it's fine.
I think it's equal. It's close. Okay. It's dark. It's a stout. Yeah,
it looks like a stout. It's got a good amount of head on the top. Pretty tan. Whoa.
This smells good. I definitely get very the coconut.
Very coconutty. Yeah. And that's one of the big things that we've experienced with beers with coconut. There are so many times where you don't really get much coconut aroma or flavor, but there's a lot in the aroma.
And it's so chocolatey.
Ooh, man, this is, like, if I didn't know what was in this, I'd be like, coconut, dark chocolate, and marshmallow.
This would be a fun beer to taste blind. Too.
Yeah, it would.
I kind of see if you can get.
It also has a slight suntan lotion note, which I think is from the coconut and how the coconut's mixing with the other aromas.
I guess I see why you're saying that because of the coconut, but like the chocolate in it, like immediately like negates that flavor profile for me.
It does smell good though.
Yeah, it smells really good.
All right.
Are you getting any vanilla?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's where the marshmallow. Yeah, that's where that comes in. Definitely getting it.
Oh, I don't think I said the ABV.
Probably not that much.
I think it's 5. Yeah, it's 5.
5. Okay.
Perfect. Good. Very sessionable. It's
a
so
5.3 and a 5. Nice.
I like it. I wish there was a little more coconut in the taste.
It's definitely there.
But it's definitely there. It's very good. It's lighter, but at 5%, you kind of anticipate that it's going to be like that.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
It's got a bit of like a bitter kind of like dark chocolate finish to it. You know, like higher concentration percentage.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate is more bitter. It's got that kind of finish to it that actually does take away. Like, I feel like that's kind of what it leaves you with at the end is kind of that bitterness. So it would have been nice if a little more of it, the aftertaste was like the vanilla and the coconut.
I mean, I'm definitely getting the vanilla.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you just keep taking sips of it, but it does taste like a variant of their Totsma Oats.
Sure.
Which is their regular oatmeal stout.
Yeah.
Which is a good straight up oatmeal stout. So
yeah.
I see where this is derived from. It's good. I do like it. I am going to say that my winner of the episode would be the 450 North Brewing slushy things, though, because that's more impressive to me.
They have it. Yeah. Contains lactose on this. They say it's a full body and rich flavor. I feel like I wouldn't describe this as a full body.
It's like medium to me.
Yeah. I'm saying the German chocolate crab hammer is my winner.
Well, and about the full-bodied comment, it really wouldn't be full-bodied because it's only 5%.
Yeah.
You know, like 5% stout is going to be on the thinner end. Like, that's just normal. Yeah. So, like, that it's a medium body makes sense.
Sure.
I think that's probably...
These are both really good beers, though. I'm going to enjoy both of
these. Are, yes, they are both quite tasty. If you go back to the slushy things, it's even more heavy now on the citrus. Like, it's even more pineapple and orange forward after having the crab hammer.
Yeah. Oh, they're both good. Both very good.
I mean,
it just depends on what your mood is at any given time.
Yeah. I mean, they're both tasty beers, though. So that's totally cool. Awesome. Well, this is a pretty quick and easy episode. If people want to reach out to us, you can brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. You can go ahead and do that. If you just want to say hi or you want beer recommendations, you have some beer recommendations for us. We're on Untappd. I'm Carlton Malibu, all one word, spelled as it sounds.
I mean, I am untapped, but I, like, if we're out, I check into stuff, but, like, when we're home, I rarely do. But I'm RubyRub62.
But you're normally drinking what I'm drinking, unless it's non-alcoholic beers. And that'll, actually, you drink a lot
more. I drink more. I've been hitting the non-alcoholic stuff pretty hard.
Yeah, and I just have them kind of here and there, but.
Yeah, I just, like, at the end of the day, when I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, I just want to sip on something.
Yeah,
and the non-alcoholic is scratching my itch.
Sure, because it's like a beer. But
yeah, when there's been some good ones we've had.
So we also have an Instagram, correct?
Yeah, Brutal Battle Podcast.
Which we're not updating all the time.
I posted twice. I just posted today.
Well, that's good. Okay, we forget some.
Yeah, we've had some personal stuff going on. So well, I've that been... too. Falling off the tracks, but I'll get back on.
And then, if people could rate us and review us through whatever podcatcher you use, iTunes usually helps us the most, and also just tell people about the podcast. That is appreciated. And if you want it back episodes that go all the way back to number one, so we've been doing this for, what, like 12 years at this point?
Has it been 12?
Something like that. It's 11 or 12. I think more towards 12, but you can go to brutalbattle.com or go to archive.org and search Brutal Battle, and all the episodes are there because that's where the files are hosted. But regardless, thank you everyone for listening to this. I don't know where we're going next episode wise. We might do a Brewery Society beers. We might do a currently drinking. We might do a cellar dive. We might do a mystery beers. We might do another on the shelf.
We have an event coming up. Maybe we'll do a beer event.
Oh, yeah. One. We should do that. So that might be the next one, actually. We are going to a beer event, so.
But we'll have to get some beers from those breweries.
Yeah. Or just drink beers from another brewery, and we'll see. We'll make something.
We could do an event / currently drinking.
Yeah, we can totally do that. So, anyway. Yeah,
we got a beer festival coming up, and I'm excited.
Yeah, because it's been a while since we've done something like that. But anyway, thanks everyone for checking this out. Until next time,
keep it brutal.